And I am thrilled to have as our guest for some conversation about the new venue, the artistic director of the Blue Llama Jazz Club, bassist, bandleader, Dave Sharp. Good morning, and thanks for coming in and braving Washtenaw or however you got to make it out here. How you doing?
Good, good. Good morning, Michael. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, and congratulations. The venue now open. Your grand opening is this weekend with Joey DeFrancesco. This didn't happen overnight. I know this was a long process. And congratulations on reaching this milestone. How's everything shaping up and whatnot?
Everything's shaping up great. Last weekend we had Marion Hayden on Friday night and her quintet.
Yeah.
And last Saturday we had the Janelle Reichman quintet.
Uh-huh.
Both nights were packed. A lot of people ordering food, a lot of people ordering drinks.
What's supposed to happen at a club?
A lot of people hanging out, enjoying the music, the sound. Turned out as well as we had planned.
Oh, yeah. On that note of acoustics, he didn't give me permission to share this, but a veteran musician on our scene who has played the club now, we'll just leave it at that, commented via his social media page that this is some of the best sound he's ever heard, been a part of. You know, he's performing at the club. He just thought this was acoustically amazing, which is a big plus for musicians and audiences, just great sound.
Yeah, well, there was quite a bit of planning that went into designing the acoustics, not only for the members of the audience listening, but mm-hmm. also for the musicians on stage performing. And, you know, since I'm one of those people, I'm
right.
a bass player, I've been playing in a lot of different rooms over the course of my career, we wanted to be sure that if it sounded great for the musicians on stage, then if you start there, it'll sound great for people in the room listening to that music.
Mm-hmm. So sound and this musician, and you know, I'll double check with him later if he wants me to, you know, go
I think
on.
I know who you mean.
I think, you know, yeah. It's kind of in a certain fraternity that you may be a member of
yeah.
as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I know who you're talking about.
I know what you're talking about. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to be too vague about that. But he was talking about lighting, everything, comfort, just a great, great place to experience music. So mission accomplished, I guess.
I would say so. You know, the what happened over the course of our training and our soft open
mm-hmm.
was we had a number of test concerts. We, you know, I brought in my group. I brought in some friends who had trios and quartets.
Right.
And we set up with nobody in the room, fired up the sound system, and calibrated the sound, you know, adjusted the EQ, adjusted the levels, sort of, you know, figured out how mm-hmm. to make it sound really good, and that seemed to really pay off.
Yeah.
The Matthias Eich show that happened on the 23rd, that was actually our first ticketed event.
Mm-hmm.
Sounded like $1 million.
Yeah.
The sound was really pretty amazing.
Pretty just a fabulous project from him too. Yeah,
definitely.
I love the disc, and thanks to the folks at ECM for hooking us up with a copy of Ravensburg, the greatest, great new record from Matthias Eich. So sound, just the room comfort, lighting, whatnot. Was this like all new territory for you? How were you totally involved in that, or did you have like, or is there someone else who's like more does room design? I guess, or was this?
Yeah, well, there was a whole team of. A whole team of people working on various aspects of the project, the kitchen, working on the interior design,
mm-hmm.
working on the acoustic design, you know, which is they made the interior design and the acoustic design work well together.
Mm-hmm.
So we worked with Hobbs & Black out of Ann Arbor, architecture firm.
Okay. I'm familiar with them by name. Okay.
Yeah. They're in that big church on the corner of Huron and State.
That's it. Right. Right. Okay.
Yeah. And then we worked with Stages Consultants, who is a acoustic and performance space design firm out of New Jersey, the same folks who designed Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola in Lincoln Center in New York City. They designed, you know, theaters, and they designed the sound for the Apollo Theater. So they worked with us on getting the acoustics to sound the way they do. Mm-hmm. And they helped us with our choosing the AV system, the PA and the speakers and the acoustic paneling that's on the ceiling and on the walls. So we had a good team put together who,
yeah.
you know, and also, you know, we worked on it for almost, you know, almost 2 years exactly to get it right.
Well, well, and here we are, here we are. I'm talking to Dave Sharp, the artistic director of the Blue Llama Jazz Club. The Blue Llama Jazz Club, now open in downtown Ann Arbor. It's on Main Street between William and Liberty, just downtown Main Street.
314 South Main Street.
Okay.
And you can find out what's happening there at BlueLlamaClub.com.
Okay, the website. I follow you guys via, I'm a Facebook guy, so your,
yeah,
your social media page is,
yeah,
is
you
happening.
Can, you, we can, you can find us on Facebook. We've got... we've got a lot of posts on Facebook going around as far as, you know, everything that's coming up tonight. Like you said, we have the Alan Harris Quartet.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow night we have the Kenji Lee Quartet. And on Friday and Saturday, the Joey DeFrancesco Quartet. Now those are ticketed items for this weekend.
Okay.
Which you can find tickets on brownpapertickets.com.
Okay.
Those shows are almost sold out. There's only a few tickets left for Friday and Saturday.
Right, right.
So when we do ticket events, we have a 7 o'clock and a 9:30 show.
Mm-hmm.
And our next ticketed event after this weekend is the Ravi Coltrane Quartet on April 12th and 13th.
Mm-hmm.
And then on April 19th, we have a world music artist, Aparteen Majumdar, who is a sarodist.
Sounds really fascinating. How did you encounter him? Had you collaborated with him before? Or?
No, I've collaborated with a few artists from India on a few of my previous recordings.
Okay.
However, when artists from India or West Africa or, you know, wherever kind of come through town, I usually my alarm bell goes off and I find out about it. But actually, I saw him perform at the Michigan League. I believe it was in November of last year.
Yeah.
He played for a student organization through U of M and performed on the second floor of the league. And it was an amazing duo performance, just virtuoso, sarodist. And I went up to him and I said, hey.
There you go.
We want you to come back and play our club.
Play the club. That's
yeah.
It. That's how it's done.
Yeah, yeah.
All righty. When you talk about... Before I move on to talk about music per se,
yeah.
I purposely am not going to ask you the name question, because I think if people want to know about the Blue Llama, they'll talk to a Blue Llama. I think it's part of the mystique, part of the brand and whatnot. Do you really?
I agree with you.
Yeah, it's like
yeah,
yeah. In fact, I never want to know, because to me it makes it cooler. If I don't know.
Sure.
It's like there's like now all of a sudden there's the club and then there's the mystery of why.
Sure.
It is named as the Blue Llama Jazz Club.
Yeah.
So he's got this smile, which we're he's not going to crack. I'm not going to ask. So anyway, but a lot of people, why is it called that? I'm like, I really don't know. It's like, so.
Well, I appreciate
that. And
I appreciate that, Michael.
I'm
going to
be blissfully happy about it, because I thought,
yeah,
you know, when I'm like, they're calling it the Blue Llama, I'm like, wow, that's really cool. Because it has like this whole vibe, you know.
Well, I would say, you know, come and check it out. Come and check out the space. Come and hear some music.
Well, okay.
Come and try the gourmet cuisine we have going.
That's my other questions we want to get to.
Yeah.
I don't want to hold you up too much. Two of life's great joys, music and food. So most of the time we go to a jazz club, we're all about the music, but there's also a culinary experience to be had here. Why don't we talk about food first, and then I want to talk about kind of like music philosophy, what you want to do with the club. So tell me about your chef and kind of like the what's on the plate at Blue Llama.
Oh, well, our chef's name is Louis Gorrell.
Okay.
And he's worked up and down the East Coast and in Chicago. He's originally from Iowa.
Okay.
He worked closely with one of the Iron Chefs, Jose Garces, mm-hmm. for a period of time out in New York. And his concept is American small plates.
Mm-hmm.
So small plates, we're not serving half-roast chickens with potatoes and,
right.
You know, it's not giant portions. It's smaller portions that you can enjoy during a music performance.
Okay.
There's... poached monkfish on the menu. There's scallops on the menu.
Okay, well, now that was the monkfish. Was that they were? Is that like? Did they really go for monk? It just happened.
Well, it was inspired.
It's a happy
by,
accident.
It was inspired by Thelonious Monk.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. All right.
And so, you know, so the plates are, you know, jazz inspired, and that, you know, he uses influences from a few different types of cuisine.
Okay.
You know, we're not, it's branded as American shared plates, where you can order two or three things off the menu, share them with who you're, you know, who you have come to the club with, and get a little taste of everything.
I got you.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Now, the music philosophy at this is your baby, whatnot. Is there something that did you have like an overriding philosophy of what you wanted to do with the club, or you know, are there things that you just like? Well, I'm not going to do this, or are there things that you wanted to emphasize? What goes into like who do you want to go after to present at the club?
That's a great question. Part of my motivation is to bring in touring jazz artists to come through Ann Arbor, much like the Bird of Paradise and the Firefly used to do.
Right, right.
So for so many years, and I give enormous credit to Carytown Concert House and University Musical Society for doing just that. Right. You know, they picked up where the Bird of Paradise and the Firefly left off.
Right.
You know, you could see a great jazz artist through UMS. You could see a great jazz artist at Carytown Concert House. And that, you know, that is available.
Mm-hmm.
However, you know, Hill Auditorium is not a jazz club.
A little different venue.
Yeah. Michigan Theater is not a jazz club.
Right, right.
So my goal was to bring in touring jazz artists who had not come through this area for a while.
Yeah.
I can't remember seeing Joey DeFrancesco listed in Ann Arbor in the last 10 years or so.
Yeah, it's been like 15 odd years.
Yeah,
easily.
It's been a little while.
Maybe longer, actually.
I think that might be true. And
Joey DeFrancesco is actually turned out to be kind of like an odd occurrence, but we certainly want to wish Ellis Marsalis the best. You understand he was, due to health reasons, wasn't able to travel, so Joey DeFrancesco ended up playing. We'll be playing this weekend.
That's correct. Yeah, we originally had Ellis, and we plan to bring back Ellis when he's feeling better.
Yeah, okay.
You know, we're staying in touch with his management, and we definitely want to bring him. Reschedule that date if possible.
Right, right.
You know, another artist that I saw years ago in Detroit, Ralph Peterson.
Oh, monster bass.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. He played. I believe I saw him at the Harlequin Cafe, actually, which is now long gone, which was kind of a smaller jazz club.
Yeah.
Really powerhouse drummer. And he's bringing his Messenger Legacy group, which is cats who used to play with Art Blakey.
Yeah.
So, getting back to your question.
Has the Peterson gig, has that been announced? Did you?
Yeah, that's May 24th and May 25th.
Oh, I'm on that.
We're doing a Friday, Saturday, two shows a night with Ralph Peterson in May. And then I think
I saw Ralph Peterson play his debut in Ann Arbor so long ago. It's like 30 some odd years ago.
Yeah.
Out of the Blue, as a band member of Out of the Blue. Yeah.
Well,
that goes back.
Well, May is actually a great month for drummers coming through, because on May 18th, we'll have Mike Reed, People's Places and Things, coming from Chicago. Mike is a great drummer and band leader.
Right.
And that group has never played Ann Arbor, actually. This will be their Ann Arbor debut. And then on May 31st and June 1st, the Adonis Rose Genesis Quintet featuring Tia Fuller will be playing on Friday and Saturday night.
Grammy-nominated artists. Yeah,
yeah, so that's pretty exciting. And then in June, we've got, on June 7th and 8th, the Kurt Elling Quintet will be appearing at the club.
Yeah. The best place to get news, to stay in touch with the club, either via Facebook, your Facebook page, is it BlueLlamaJazzClub.com or Blue Llama?
It's BlueLlamaClub.com.
Okay. That's the website.
Yeah, everything's listed there. And, you know, we're talking a lot about ticketed events and you know, people coming from out of town. That's part of the concept. The other mm-hmm. part is to feature local artists, local and regional artists. You know, like
some world-class musicianship in our
yeah, community. You know, in April, we're glad that Ron Brooks is bringing a group in to play on a Saturday night. Ron is playing on
what's the 20th?
April 27th. The Paul Keller Quintet on April 20th.
Wow. I just played some Pete Sears.
Yeah, Pete will be there on April 18th, Thursday, April 18th, as well as the Ellen Rowe Trio on April 26th. The Roe Bickley Kramer Trio.
This is our music scene.
So you know, and everybody, you know, everybody's super excited to play the club. We've got a brand new Yamaha grand piano.
Yeah.
That sounds really amazing.
Yeah.
And you know, another interesting variation that we're going to feature on the club on occasional Wednesdays is showing jazz documentaries or jazz concert films. Where yes. we feature an artist and you're watching live footage of, let's say, John Coltrane or Charles Mingus mm. or Coleman Hawkins or featured on a big screen with music coming over the sound system so you can really appreciate, you know, the musical quality versus, mm-hmm. you know, watching a YouTube clip on your phone
right.
or your laptop.
So do you think the film thing is going to be like an ongoing thing? You're definitely going to try to do that on a regular basis?
We've got two dates in April. We've got the 10th for the week that Ravi Coltrane is coming. We're on April 10th. We're doing a Coltrane Live in 65 screening.
Okay, all right.
Which is from the Jazz Icon DVD series.
Right, right.
And then on the 24th, we're doing a combination of Duke Ellington and Charles Mingus
for their respective birthdays.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you say what the 29th? I know is Duke's. So
April 24th. Yeah, we got close as we could. Yeah.
Yeah. Close. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I always remember that Earth Day, Charles Mingus's birthday, and Duke's birthday are all around the same time. So it's
yeah. And my birthday is this Sunday.
There you go.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Hey, thank you.
Happy birthday. Dave Sharp, the artistic director of the Blue Llama Jazz Club, they're having their grand opening weekend this weekend. Maybe just a few tickets. You're close to being sold out for Joey DeFrancesco. The best place for tickets is
brownpapertickets.com.
Okay.
You can also go to bluellamaclub.com, click on the event, and there'll be a ticket link that will take you to Brown Paper Tickets. So
all right.
It'll everything through bluellamaclub.com.
Okay, that's the best resource. Well, hey, congratulations. Welcome to Ann Arbor. Congratulations on the soft launch. And,
thank you.
And look forward to seeing you grand opening this weekend.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks
it's
for
happening.
Having...
Jazz back in downtown Ann Arbor on Main Street. On Main Street. The Blue Llama Jazz Club. Very good.
Yeah, we're on 314 South Main. And, Michael, thank you and everybody here at WEMU for everything you all do for the music community, because we appreciate it.
Very good. Very good. Back at you.